The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor.
Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you empower your health. Check us out on the web. Go to OnCallRadio.com. You're listening to On Call Radio. What are you struggling with? Doesn't matter if it's diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, whatever it is. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. There's always hope. And so it comes down to the choices that we make every single day. You like nuts? Eating nuts, say you can live longer. So if you like them, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, or any of the nuts and seeds, rather, and the healthy fats are all beneficial, we know for a fact. But now they say just a couple of handfuls each day of your favorite, whether it's hazelnuts or Brazil nuts or whatever they might be, can cut your risk and of so many different diseases, specifically cardiovascular disease, and help you live longer. So they did a study, of course. Dr. Charles Hughes, who's the director of the Gastrointestinal Cancer Center in Boston, said that people who were regular nut consumers had a significant reduction in death from all causes. It was an observational study, so it's not absolute in terms of proof, they said. But prior studies suggest health benefits like a lower risk of heart disease and type 2 diabetes and lower cholesterol, among other health outcomes, were interesting in the study. And they said the study was funded by U.S. National Institutes of Health and the International Tree Nut Council Nutrition Research and Education Foundation. It's a nonprofit organization. This was done in the New England Journal of Medicine. And they said nuts are nutrient-dense foods, according to background information included in the study. They contain unsaturated fatty acids, fiber, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. A lot of the research has been linked in nut consumption to a low risk of heart disease, as well as improvements in risk factors for disease such as high cholesterol and others. But they said the researchers looked at how nut consumption might affect all causes of death, which is interesting. So they looked at about 76,000 women and about 42,000 men. And they said that nut consumption was varied at the different types and whatnot. But the researchers compared people who ate nuts to people who never ate them at all. And they found a 7% reduced risk of dying from any cause of disease over a 30-year study. And they said those who had nuts once a week had an 11% lower risk of death, while people who had 2 or 4 servings of nuts a week saw it by 13%. Those who consumed nuts at least an ounce every day reduced their overall risk of death by 20%. So eating nuts more often were linked to a lower risk of death due to cancer, heart disease, and respiratory disease. So one study uncovered the association between eating nuts and living longer, but it didn't prove a cause and effect, of course. And Fuchs and his team controlled the data to account for a lot of these factors. But one expert said that people who eat nuts on a regular basis are extremely important because of the fiber and the B vitamins that are loaded with them, of course, the good healthy fats. Nuts are the whole package of health, and they're not a magic bullet, but they're close. And they said the best thing to do is to substitute nuts for other foods that can be crunchy or sweet if you're trying to avoid a lot of the other crunchy type foods like potato chips and this sort of thing. Get some of the nuts that have that sea salt on them, like the Celtic sea salt, and it can really be a good replacement as a crunchy snack instead of doing the chips and some of the other salty flour-based snacks or the processed potatoes that are probably not the best for you, but the nuts have incredible benefits. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Let's go to Ruby next. Hi, Ruby.
Calling in reference to the ear itching. It has occurred in several of my grandchildren and my niece, my granddaughter, to the point where just itching all the time, and we had to take her to the emergency room.
Well, the itching itself can be coming from a couple different areas. A lot of times, if there's an inflammation in the digestive tract at all, meaning a lot of the flour-based foods, so bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, gluten can be a little bit of an irritant. And if it's not handled properly, of course, can be quite challenging to the digestive tract. Remember, what happens in the gut many times can happen in the skin. So if there's irritation there, sometimes it can show itself in the skin. Many times people can have a little wheat allergy or dairy allergy and can cause itching. There can be little disruptions of eczema that can pop up. So a lot of dermatologists have found omega-3 fats to be very, very helpful. Some use probiotics when you're trying to restore a good internal gut environment or gut flora. So the probiotics have been shown to do that. Now, you've also got fermented vegetables and fermented dairy products that can help too. So it just depends if you want to go more like the supplement route or if you want to do more along the lines of just whole foods. They're both beneficial and both can be very effective. But the itching a lot of times comes from a lot of what's happening in the digestive tract. Now, if it's like bumps and eruptions, you know, go see a dermatologist, I think, anyway, regardless, or a pediatrician that can work along the way. But I would have someone that can help in that area. But get someone to evaluate what's happening in the gut. And look at the diet. If you've got a lot of sugar and sweets in the diet, that can cause an issue as well, too. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call. Or go to the web. You go to oncallradio.com. Now, despite major progress, a lot of childhood cancers, they say, are still killers. And one of the challenges, they said, in recent decades, has been huge strides in treating childhood cancers. But the American Association for Cancer Research, pediatric cancer experts gathered recently, and we're talking about a lot of the obstacles. But they said the exciting thing is we're in an era of unprecedented discovery, said Dr. John Maris. And he's referring to recent research in the genetic underpinnings of childhood cancers that have been located and found. In the United States alone, 1 out of 2 of every 10,000 kids develop cancer each year. Staggering. And Dr. James Downing, who is the deputy director of the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, said that there's a very small amount of people compared with the number of adults diagnosed with cancer. And as a result, Downing said, government funds and drug companies' interest are largely focused on adult cancer. So there's a lot more practical considerations for the kids and drugs of any kind, they say, can be helpful, but again, a lot of testing still has to be done. So in pediatrics, they have to be very, very careful about prioritizing what we test. In some cancer areas, they said there's been huge success, like with acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL. It's the most common type of cancer in all children. And in the early 1960s, only about 4% of the U.S. children diagnosed with ALL were alive 5 years later. Now that number exceeds 90%. So overall, the 5-year survival rate from all childhood cancers combined has risen from 60 to about 80% in recent years. That's strong. So the research that's been done is pretty amazing. And a lot of the different cancers, they say, in these studies have been very powerful as far as the research behind them. But to bring the overall survival rate up to about 80% is amazing. People think that cancer research is bogus. I know, see a lot of it in the alternative rants and discussions, and even some of the practitioners that are hardcore on the alternative side. I really am in the middle because, I'm a fan of medicine because I think it's needed. I think it's overused many times, but I think it's needed. And I think the research that's being done in a lot of these areas and specialties have generated some really good results, and they're heading in the right direction. I mean, let's face it, if we didn't have some of these areas in medicine, there wouldn't be people alive in a lot of areas today. We'll be right back. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shift it up to her. Literally, I air express it up to her. So within 48 hours,
she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AmioActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AmioActive.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We'll be right back.
are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. You go to oncallradio.com. Whatever you're struggling with, we are here to help. Here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Let's go to the phones and talk with Dan. Hi, Dan.
My question is, now that grains seem to be a problem in the diet, what are the appropriate macronutrient ratios that we should be consuming between fat, protein, carbohydrates, and how should we adjust that based on our daily activity if we are training for a triathlon or for a road race or something like that?
There's a couple of ways to break that down. I mean, for an athlete, I like the ratios, for example, for the average person that works out and then exercises on a regular basis. If you don't do any exercise, I'm a big fan of splitting it just about even, like 33, 33, 33, proteins, fats, carbohydrates, okay? But if you do exercise on a regular basis, then I like more of a 40-30-30 approach. So 30% protein, 30% healthy fats, and then 40% carbohydrates. And that holds true pretty much for athletes across the board, because you're going to get your energy levels from carbohydrates, such as sweet potatoes, brown rice, and your vegetables and some of your fruits. But you're going to get the stored carbohydrate from more of the starchy carbs, okay? You're going to get more of the carbohydrates stored in the muscle to use for energy later. So that's when you get into things like oatmeal, you get into brown rice and sweet potatoes, regular potatoes. All those are fine. I'm not a big fan of getting it from grains like pasta and all that, breads so much. I'm not against it, but I think you get better storage capacity from the other whole food sources. Now, the other key is that the different macro breakdown, the way you want to look at it, depends. So if you're really in shape, you know, you're lean, you're in shape, you've got low body fat, all that kind of jazz, usually you take your body weight and multiply it by about 16, and it gives you your total calories. Now, if you're really doing heavy, like Ironman type training, you want to take your body weight and multiply it by 18 or 20. And that'll give you a total calorie, caloric intake. Then you multiply it and divide it by the different percentages. When you divide to get your grams of total food intake, remember that proteins and carbohydrates have 4 calories per gram. And then also remember that the fats have 9 calories per gram. So you got to look at that as well. And then as you put that together, you can break the different ratios down and get your total number of grams for the macros and all. And that really builds a good solid plan for where you need to go. But that's the key. I mean, it is breaking it down. It does come down to how much you eat, what you put in, activity levels going out, and all that jazz. So getting a good, sound game plan together, understanding your macros, knowing what they need to be, is an important way to go, and keeps your body functioning at a peak level. And for athletic performance, it does matter, because again, the fuel makes the difference, and getting enough of it makes a difference as well. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to oncallradio.com. Now, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, go to the website. All information is there. We've got team members that are joining us all around the country. It's fantastic to see it grow. Very exciting. Janice in Palm Beach, Florida. My mom's 67 and recovering from a heart attack. What are some good diet choices for a healthy heart? Well, there's a lot. I mean, first and foremost, most cardiologists will be big fans of CoQ10 as a supplement and fish oil. Those two are pretty much dominating a lot of the research out there right now for what's pretty stable and what's good. As far as your fat choices, don't forget 30% of the diet in healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, even some of the saturated fat, like coconut oil. But again, coconut oil burns like a medium-chain triglyceride, so it almost burns in the body like a carbohydrate. It's very unique and very, very helpful. But also, your carbohydrate choices for her are going to be important, too. So you don't want to do a lot of the processed carbs, mostly whole food-based carbs. So your sweet potatoes, brown rice, and that sort of thing can be very, very helpful. So putting those two together can make a big difference. And as you do that, and of course, you'll begin to literally see some differences, because again, it comes down to the choices we make every single day. It's those little baby steps that we can make that can get us to the next level. Okay? That's the key. And with heart health, don't forget, it's not just about diet. It's about exercise. So she's recovering from a heart attack. Talk to her cardiologist about the steps and the ways and the level that they'll let her start to get back into a routine. And then get a really good personal trainer, someone to help along the way. Don't try to wing it on your own. Have someone that can genuinely kind of get her where she needs to be. I can't tell you how beneficial that will be long term. It really does make a difference. And having someone to coach you in the process is vital, I think, from what we've seen. Now, let's go. Kids who see movie violence also see smoking, drinking, and the others. So violent movie characters, they say, are likely, you know, the ones that drink alcohol, smoke cigarettes, and they have, like, the different sexual behavior in films, are rated appropriate for children over 12, according to a new study. But parents should be aware, they say, of youth who watch PG-13 movies and will be exposed to a lot of the characters whose violence is linked to other more common behaviors like alcohol, sex, and drugs. The reason is, they said it's not clear what it means to children to watch popular movies. However, there's an intense debate among experts whether the violence on screen has any direct connection with what people do in real life. Of course it does. When kids watch that, this is just my opinion, and I'm no psychologist, it was my degree, but I have a degree in it, but I can tell you this, that the psychology and what we put inside of our young people on a regular basis gets into the subconscious. We have this part of our brain that's kind of like the computer. And it reasons with what we put inside of it day in and day out. It's amazing what that can do. And so I do think that we need to be at some level guarded at what we let our kids watch. I think it's extremely important. You can just look at society, look in the news, and see a lot of what's happening today as well.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. There you get all kinds of information to empower your health and your life. Don't forget our free newsletter comes out each week, kind of like a little magazine. You can jump in. Great information and little tips, recipes. You don't want to miss it. Go to the website. You can sign up for it absolutely free. All right, we got our food of the hour. Now, again, food either brings health to the body or can take health out of the body. Our foods have power. And literally, depending on the kind of foods that we choose every single day, it matters and what it does to the body. We're going to talk about one of my favorites, and they're called dates. And, of course, dates are powerful because, when again, they've got incredible amounts of fiber in them. And what's great about those, they've got plenty of B vitamins. And the sugar that's in the dates themselves are moderate on the glycemic index. And the glycemic index, of course, being... You can go to glycemicindex.com, but you want it to stay under about at least 40. And the dates range right around 40 to 45. So they're very, very sweet in taste, of course, but they've got plenty of pick-me-up. So really good for post-workout. So if you go exercise, eating a handful of dates will help your body recover. It'll get the glycogen back into the muscles. So they're very good for that. Plenty of fiber. Really good for bowel movements, too. So if you deal with any kind of constipation or any kind of digestive-related issues, they actually contain these components in them that are not probiotics, but they're prebiotics. So they actually help to increase and support the probiotic bacteria that are in the digestive system as well. So dates are a great choice. Great for a quick energy boost to make you feel better. and give you that little extra surge of energy throughout the day. It's a great snack, too. I love to get a handful of dates and then have some almonds or walnuts or cashews with them as well midday. Keeps your energy going, brain chemistry running really strong, and keeps the blood sugar stabilized as well. So check them out. Dates are fantastic. 888-283-7272. Let's go to lines and talk with Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy.
I've got problems with the back of my legs. My hips hurt like a pinched nerve. I've had a stent put in my artery already, and the doctors can't figure out what's the matter with me.
Well, there could be a lot of things going on with the leg issues. If they've already had checked and had everything done, looked into the procedures, the whole nine yards, I would look into the neurological side of it. A lot of times you can get leg pain, and it can be nerve pain. And even if they did the NCV test and all the basic testing that they would do to figure that out, it could be something that's very basic. You could have some nutritional deficiencies going on that need to be looked at, and you can get some lab work done. Look at the B vitamins, because B6, pyridoxine, is the one that when it gets really deficient, and very easy to get deficient, I might add, but when it gets deficient, of course, it can cause some type of neuropathy, which we could mimic a lot of the leg pain that you could be having. So I would get that looked at and have it checked into just to make sure that everything is okay. Now, the other piece, too, I was looking to chiropractic care as well. Why? Because a lot of times leg pain can travel down through the lower back. And if the lower back has any type of degeneration in it whatsoever, then it can cause issue, and it can cause a lot of the pain to show itself going down the leg. So you have to be careful. You have to make sure the distant cells are low on the degenerative side, meaning that they're not degenerated and that whatever you've got going on can be balanced. So you want to make sure everything gets balanced as much as possible. And again, chiropractic care, they can do x-rays, they can do MRIs, take a look and see what the disc space, see exactly what's going on, if there's any malposition that needs to be repositioned in a lot of ways. So again, they can do the due diligence to figure out what it is. And if it's non-surgical, which typically it probably would be, especially if they've done all the extra testing along those lines, then you'll find kind of the results that you're looking for. But a lot of times, that type of corrective care can be extremely beneficial in these cases, and I've seen them work very, very well. So, again, you had everything done medically, and you've had that looked at, and a different approach might be the way to go. Again, counsel and the wisdom of many. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Let's go to Emma now. Hi, Emma.
I had MRSA last year, and at the same time, I had shut down my kidneys, and I had heart and lung failure was starting, and I had pneumonia, and I need to know what could I take that would really help me heal and get over this MRSA.
Yeah, it just depends. I mean, MRSA is such a tough bear. It really is. And most doctors tend to get really frustrated with it because they'll try one round of antibiotics and that doesn't work. Then they'll jump in and do a different, you know, they'll pull out the big guns like Levaquin. They'll come in and do something heavy and then that doesn't work. And so you really have to get a test done to find out what you're resistant to and what you're not, because everybody's different. And the way MRSA affects you is going to affect somebody else totally different. And you've got to find out where those guidelines are, where those boundaries are, because it that can be kind of the deciding factor of the whole thing. But you want to find out and make sure that your body can handle whatever the resistance is. They can give you a different one. Your body can handle it. You know, it's not going to be one that would make you have a reaction of any kind, you know, allergic to it, like a sulfur-based one. But you can check all that out. Have them take a look at that. It's one of the best tools you can have to really get where you need to go, because MRSA is no joke. And this is where, you know, people say, well, don't you have like a natural alternative? Isn't there like something I can get at the health food store? With MRSA, you don't want to play around with MRSA. This is not go get your favorite tincture at your health food store and go home and wait it out for 14 days. MRSA is serious. It's a real deal. And you got to go. I'm a bigger fan of the medical route. Now, one thing that you'll need to consider and talk to your doc about it is heavy amount of probiotics. Because as much as they're going in to wipe out the bad bacteria, you want to make sure the good bacteria, the good gut flora is being restored. And probiotics now, which is pretty much standard of care. Most docs are suggesting probiotics along with antibiotic therapy. And you put those two together, and it can make a big difference. All right? Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. So much has happened. Healthcare is seemingly always changing. And I think that in the realm or the space of health and fitness, there's a lot of different controversy. I mean, there's gimmicks, there's weight loss pills, there's the whole nine yards. I mean, it just seems like it's never ending. And it's hard to know what to believe and what not to believe. But I just want to get down to some brass tacks, because I've been in, long before I was a physician, I was into health and fitness before it was even cool to be into that. It wasn't even the craze yet. I mean, it was still on the cusp of really just getting started, the whole movement. And it's just turned into a worldwide, industry, which is amazing. It's been fun to watch. But I'll tell you this, one big key that I really enjoy about the whole health and fitness concept are the basics. And I think we get away from the basics too much. If we just get down to brass tacks and we say, look, certain eating habits and exercise habits, they say eat less, move more, that kind of thing. Well, there's some truth to that, but there's more science to it than just that. I mean, knowing what your body needs, knowing what your metabolism is, and then, of course, getting the right diet and exercise plan in place is important. But what your body needs is different than what the next person might need. And that's where it comes in. So your diet has to be one. If you're looking at just basic weight loss, you're going to have to eat multiple meals throughout the day. And I know that, guys, there's some people out there with their plans and all that are all about fasting. And I think fasting is important. You incorporate like one day a week where you do a partial fast day. I'm a big fan of that, and I actually advocate that. It increases more growth hormone release, allows the body to eliminate toxins, that kind of thing. So it's cool. That's fine. But on a normal routine, exercising on a regular basis, it's the consistency over time. It's not about high fat, low fat, high carb, low carb. It's about balance. It's about being smart. But it's not just about those items. I mean, it really is about being smart about it. And your diet plays a big role. Being consistent, being disciplined, and being steady with that is such a key. I mean, it is, I would say, at least 70% of the equation is diet, 30% is exercise. And you put those two together and you've got a great combination. I mean, the supplements and all that are just icing on the cake. But to make that cake, you've got to have the eating and the exercise. Hands down, nothing's going to change that. It is the rule of thumb. And if you put the two together, you're going to get fantastic results. Period. You create metabolic change, you create hormonal changes in the body, and the body can just thrive in a great way. But it comes down to the basics, and don't let anyone really tell you any different. There's no gimmicks. There's no super silver bullet. When you see an ad for a silver bullet of any kind, just know, check yourself. I mean, when you see that, when you get excited and see all the claims, just so you know, the whole weight loss thing has been going on since like the early 1900s. And there's always been a claim for a wonder pill and a cure. And people are still buying them. I mean, no matter what I say here, people are going to get on tonight and they're going to be on infomercial heaven and they're going to buy the latest gimmick and ab roller and it's going to come home and never make it out and get into the closet. Incredible statistics. But if you really want to apply yourself, it is about creating or getting with a system that you can follow, get behind, and really support, because it comes down to discipline. That's the part we don't like. It comes down to discipline. And if you can create some basic habits in your life and be consistent, you can get your health back. And you can get your body into a fitness level that is something you'd be proud of, that makes you feel good as well. Coming up, I'm going to jump in more to the phones. I see you waiting there. And I've got some more articles that I want to, this one tip about healthy foods that you don't want to miss. Hey, folks. folks. You've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBend.com. CBN.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipe Lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's www.BrightsideBend.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's talk about some healthy foods that actually aren't. What we think are healthy, but maybe not so much. So when you have type 2 diabetes, you think about, okay, well, smoothies or shakes, granola and other foods that people think, well, they're pretty healthy. But there's a lot of hidden dangers and sugars really that need to be watched out for. So sorting out a lot of the healthy foods, it's all about carbs. So the carbohydrates, absolutely read the nutrition labels. Now, Tammy Randall, who's a registered dietitian and a diabetes educator at the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio, explains that for people with diabetes, of course, it's not just enough to look at total grams of sugar in the food, because it's usually other carbs to look at, like starches and fiber, that you need to be considering. So salt and fat are big, so watching the amount of sodium and fat in your diet isn't as critical as the amount of carbohydrates, but it's still important in distinguishing healthy guidelines. Of course, salt intake standard is about 2,300 to 2,400 milligrams a day. And, of course, if you've had any kind of heart-related issue, most cardiologists want you to be under 1,500 milligrams. Most people get too much salt. Of course, processed foods and fast foods. Canned foods as well are loaded with salt as well. But Randall says to minimize saturated fats, those that come from animals, you've got to have some. A little bit is actually good, some of the saturated fat like in eggs and whatnot, because you need some saturated fat to get the omega-3 fats to absorb. So don't freak completely out over the saturated fats. We've got to have some. But keep the count of calories. I do think that's wise in the numbers. Make sure you get your macros in and that sort of thing. The not-so-healthy foods, though, to keep out of your diet, here's a sampling. Fruit juice, again, we all think, well, fruit juice is healthy, right? Well, it's nothing but really sugar, because all the pulp and everything's really taken out of it. Matter of fact, 16-ounce glass of juice contains about 60 grams of carbs, which is nothing but sugar. Worse yet, it has no fiber at all. So energy and protein bars, these are another one. So the snack foods are often jam-packed with the wrong things, calories, fats, and carbs. Cereal bars are even more so, because they're higher in the sugar content. And it seems like, well, you know, it seems whole grain, you get all excited about that, but really it's just loaded with sugar. You've got to look at the contents to see what exactly is there. Granola, now you think of granola as whole grains, but most granola is sweetened with sugar and honey. And if it's dried fruit's been added, you're getting even more carbs in the mix. Dried fruit can be a good source of fiber along with carbs. But like juice, granola is a source of concentrated carbs, so a small serving can add up to too much carbohydrate, and you might not be satisfied with the volume of food, but you're getting your carb allotment. Now, fruit in the bottom yogurt, well, because it's made from milk, yogurt has carbs, and if you add sweetened fruit puree, you've pretty much negated the protein and calcium value of yogurt. So instead, you can top fat-free plain Greek-style yogurt with a handful of berries or a half cup of fresh or frozen fruit chunks. Now, smoothies, another one of my favorites. I'm a big fan. Love shakes and coming up with creative ways. Matter of fact, we always list a brand new shake that you can use in our weekly newsletter. So you can sign up for free at the website. Go to oncallradio.com, sign up for our newsletter, and you'll get a brand new shake every single week that you can create at home. Now, I love the Vitamix blender. I really get into it. Like, I love some favorite thing to do for breakfast. I come up with all these different recipes and ways to do it. But, you know, mostly you'll get some type of base. I like using water, personally. But you can use unsweetened almond milk or unsweetened coconut milk. That's fine, too. Put in your protein powder. I use an organic protein powder called Daily Meal Complete, and it's just fantastic. But you put that in there along with, I like using greens as a base, too. So you put the water in, put some greens in, like spinach. Blend it, turns into green water. Put in your powder, put in a cup of berries, maybe a scoop of almond butter. It is fantastic. And also, like, you use ice, but you can use frozen berries, too. And it's a great way to go. But also, low-fat packaged foods, if you do it right, my whole point about the smoothie, I got off topic there. The whole point about the smoothies is that if you put a bunch of junk in there, ice cream and all that, it gets rid of any value that it has. So if you stick with what I just mentioned, where you get your greens and your fruits, water, keep the sugar content very low, protein powder that's organic, you can't go wrong. It tastes fantastic, but it's very, very good for you. Now, a lot of the low-fat packaged foods, when they take the fats out to make it taste good, they replace it with sugar. So it's better to eat the fat variety, really. I mean, unless it's trans fats, then you want to stay away from it for good. But you really want to stay away from that. Flavored oatmeal, that's my favorite. I love it when people tell me they eat oatmeal and it's got like 30 grams of sugar in it. Well, yeah, I get the cinnamon and the blueberry flavored. Well, yeah, it's loaded with sugar. That's why it tastes so good. So otherwise, you can just make regular oatmeal and put a couple of packets of stevia extract in it. And stevia or monk fruit, something like that, a couple packets in there. And again, make sure it's the raw stevia. It doesn't have any of the extra additives in it. And make sure it's organic. It's very important. There's been a study come out about pesticides and stevia. So just make sure the quality is really good, because all that does make a difference along the way. It really does. And the quality of the food you eat is vital. So just make sure it's the best. But yeah, a lot of foods seem like they're healthy and they're labeled as health foods, but they're really not. They really can wreak havoc on your system. I used to eat that stuff all the time, years and years ago. I used to think, oh, this is healthy, a granola bar. But it's loaded with sugar, it spikes your insulin, not a good thing. Quote of the hour, you know more than you think you do. That was by Benjamin Spock. It's true. So what we learn every single day is incredible. Just look at a three-year-old and see the kind of things that they say to you and the sentences that come out of their mouth, and you're thinking, how did they learn that? Well, think about what happens as you age, as you gain more experience. We learn a lot. And so understand that. Use it for your benefit and for others. Powerful. Our health is our greatest wealth. And not only with our physical health, but our mental health is very powerful, too. Make sure to keep that as strong as possible. Well, it puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, J. Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Make sure to check out the website, oncallradio.com, and don't forget our TV show. To find that in your area, it can be an encouragement to you. Take something you learned, teach someone else to empower their health, and watch their lives improve.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Mauskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Mauskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-550-6612. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-550-6612. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-550-6612.